Comedian Ricky Gervais is returning as host of the Golden Globes, set to take place on January 5th. It is the fifth time the irreverent comedian has been tapped to host the awards show, and not without controversy in past years. The Hollywood Foreign Press didn't seem to have problems finding a host for its ceremony, although the Oscars and Emmys went without a host this past year. To discuss the issue, we are going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with the Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine, Stephen Gatos. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Nice to be here.
You surprised by this?
Not at all. I've been there every year that he has hosted, and some of the years he didn't. I've been going there for a long time. I think what's remarkable is that somehow the Hollywood Foreign Press, which is often an object of derision, manages to put on a great show with a great host and get a lot of laughs and make news and headlines. And the Oscars just can't seem to find their way to do it and gave up.
Well, I think many people say that's because they serve everybody alcohol at the Golden Globes, too. So everybody's a little bit more loose, and the beverages are free-flowing there. But do you think these shows have any relevance these days, or do most of us just tune in the next day and we watch highlights on YouTube?
Well, you raise a good question, and it's the question that strikes terror in the hearts of the Academy and others who make money off these shows. Declining relevance, the ratings are pretty clear. The ratings have been off for almost every single award show, so the event viewing opportunity of an award show seems to be declining. But, they still have a great show with the Golden Globes, and they still get big numbers tuning in and have a lot of entertainment. I think there is a contrast between them. I don't think it's just the alcohol. I think the approach that they found is to stay personal and close to the ground and connected to the people in the room. And the Oscars, they have a lot of cooks in the kitchen. They have a network, and they have committees, and they have a lot of constituencies. And I think it's a bigger battleship to move in the water.
Well, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. That is Stephen Gatos, Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine.